You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty might be losing altitude. Stay with financials and metals. These were the calls that emerged out of the Lal Street today. All that transpired on this day of consolidation is what I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was a day of consolidation for the Indian market just ahead of the Holi holiday, which suggests that traders prefer to remain on the sidelines. The S&P BSE Sensex closed with positive bias, while Nifty 50 managed to hold on to 11,500, which is a positive sign. But can we say that the momentum is fizzling out? Well, to a certain extent, yes, but a close above 11,556 to 11,600 would negate that theory, and investors will be better off staying with financials. So what was the final tally on the Lal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex rose 23 points to close at 38,386, while Nifty 50 closed 11 points lower at 11,521 on Wednesday. In terms of sectors, capital goods, IT and realty stocks led the rally, while some profit taking was seen in oil and gas, power and auto index. The Nifty IT gained on weakness seen in the rupee as investors expect a patient approach by the Federal Reserve's March meet post 4 rate hikes the previous year, according to experts. The S&P BSE Midcap Index closed 0.36% lower, while the BSE Small Cap Index closed 0.33% lower. It looks like the market took more of a breather, but the larger trend is still intact. On Friday, markets will react to the US Federal Reserve policy outcome. Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,450 zones to extend its up move towards 11,600 zones, while on the downside, major support exists at 11,380 zones. Chandan Taparia, Associate Vice President at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Technically, yes, Nifty formed a bearish candle, but at the same time, it has been holding above crucial support levels. The significance of the bearish candle indicates that the pace of buying interest is missing after a 1,000-point rally in the last 4 weeks. In terms of the pocket of opportunities, we saw some outperformance in the bank Nifty, which rallied 70 points, while Nifty closed with a negative bias. Consolidation is clearly visible, but banking stocks are likely to do well, especially Kotak Bank and HDFC Bank. The metal sector is likely to outperform," unquote. Our own Kshitijanan spoke to Chandan Taparia, so a little more of that interview coming up in just a little while right on this podcast. Very quickly then, some stocks that made some noise on the Lal Street. Punjab National Bank gained more than 3% after fugitive Nirav Modi was arrested in London. The share price of Vodafone Idea rose 3% after the company board approved the rights issue of 25,000 crore rupees. Shares of NewGen Software Technologies gained 10% after the company secured another patent for its invention, integrated an automatic generation of carbon credits. Shares of beleaguered airline Jet Airways fell nearly 5% after 6 aircraft were grounded on the 19th of March. The cash-strapped airline has lost 10 aircraft in the last 2 days, taking the total number of attrition to 78 planes. And finally, SpiceJet could benefit from cash-strapped Jet Airways being forced to ground planes, and the low-cost carrier is in talks with lessors to lease some of those aircraft, Reuters said in a report, quoting a person with direct knowledge of the matter. The stock rose 16% to close at 91.65 rupees. As usual, a quick flight across the world. European markets have been trading lower on Wednesday today as investors are looking ahead for the policy decision for the US from the US Federal Reserve. Asian markets ended mostly lower today, with Hong Kong's Hang Seng shedding 0.33% to close at 29,320.97, while the Shanghai Composite ended flat at 3,090.64. South Korea's Kospi ended flat as well at 2,177.1, and Japan's Nikkei 225 ended higher at 21,608.92. Has the momentum on the Lal Street fizzled out? Well, Chandan Taparia, Associate Vice President, Analyst and Derivatives at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, spoke to our own Kshitijanand to give you a sense of what we can expect over the course of the next few days. This is coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand, and today I have with me Chandan Taparia, Associate Vice President and his derivatives at Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Well, welcome to the podcast, Chandan.
Thank you, Kshitij.
Well, Chandan, on the charts, Nifty formed a bearish candle, on the daily scale as it closed below its opening level, but formed higher highs and higher lows from the past 8 trading sessions. Can we say that we are losing altitude?
Yes, it is. That's very true. Technically, Nifty formed a bearish candle because it closed lower than its opening levels, but it has been holding and respecting its previous day low, and that is happening from last 7-8 trading session. So we can say some bit of consolidation, but yes, the significance of bearish candle indicates that now the pace of momentum in the buying interest is missing in the market after a strong rally of 1,000 points in the Nifty in last 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And also, Chandan, you know, it looked like a day of consolidation for Indian markets, although, you know, Sensex closed in green, but Nifty, you know, closed slightly in negative territory, but above 11,500. So what are the pockets of opportunities for investors here?
Yeah, that's fact. In fact, we have seen some outperformance in the bank Nifty that rallied by around 70 to 100 points while Nifty closed with some negative mark. We can say there was a mix of color, like bank Nifty was in green color and Nifty was playing with the red color on the holiday. So but now looking at this overall sentiment, it seems that consolidation is clearly visible. Because already we have seen the strong momentum and now consolidation is required, then only we may see fresh leg of rally. But still we believe that selective banking stocks are likely to do well, especially if I talk about the Kotak Bank, HDFC Bank, stocks like Reliance Industries. And we have seen the strong momentum in Indico, a couple of metal counters or stocks from PSU Bank. So I think better to be with these stocks. Already we have seen the strong momentum in the index. So now the Bank Nifty selective stocks are likely to perform in the market.
Right. Any special message you want to give to your investors on Holi?
Yeah, already we have seen the strong green rally, or the Bank Nifty has gone to the blue skies, new lifetime high territory. So right. We believe and we hope that such kind of greenness or such kind of blueness could continue in Indian market. So all the investors would cheer up with their wealth. So wishing all the happiness to all the viewers and the participants of Money Control. And thanks to your team as well, and enjoy the happy festival. And we believe that our association would help the traders and investors to make their wealth.
Perfect. Thanks all for your time, Chandan.
Thank you, Sujit.
Well, thanks Chandan and Kshitij for that. I will of course be seeing you first thing in the morning tomorrow with what we can expect from the markets tomorrow. But today we also have why Ford decided to go with the furniture guy to head their smart mobility team. So that's a podcast you must catch. We've also spoken about Hotel Leela Ventures and why there was a slump sale to Brookfield and what happens to Captain Nair's legacy now. So we'll also be talking in due course, I think either today or tomorrow, why there's an ongoing fight of sorts between economists and chartered accountants. In the meanwhile, you can also write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Mira K. Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.